What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. your source for music, sports, politics, and more. Only got a few topics today I'm going to get into. I got two topics I wrote down. Another one, I got it memorized and whatnot. Before we get started, don't forget my podcast. It's sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, like I am, I have a dog, and you're a cat lover, or animal rights activist, you like t-shirts or hoodies with dogs and cats on them, then please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. It's newlitter.com. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. They just had a little small event at the first liquor store that picked up the Dizzle brand in Long Beach, California. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle. Just add ice. Dizzlebrand.com. Yeah, they had a little DJ out there. Front of the first liquor store. So far, Dizzle has about 20 liquor stores that have picked it up in the California, Southern California area. Plus, we got an online order link as well, which I will put into the description. Before we get started, I gotta pull up last night's scores on my here little laptop. We gotta pull up the NBA scores, and we gotta pull up the NFL scores, and also, we got the power picks for the day. So, don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much more. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. It's PaulPickett Podcast. And pretty much how we do. Let me get in last night's NBA scores. Houston beat Detroit. Houston is now 8-2 in their last 10. But when they asked Richard Jefferson, Big Perk, like, do they think that they're going to be a playoff team? Oh, and J.J. Redick. My bad, J.J. Redick was on there. It was a big nope, big nope, big nope. I mean, let's pump the brakes. They were 1-16. They go 8-2. They're not a playoff team. Boston beat the Knicks, and the Knicks did start Kemba Walker last night. He put up Kemba Walker scored 20-something points. You know, he did his thing, but defensively, he's still a liability, and Boston should have beat New York anyways. Orlando beat Brooklyn, but Brooklyn was without KD, Hart. Man, nobody really played for Brooklyn last night. You know, Toronto beat Golden State, but of course, nobody really played for Golden State last night. It was all bench players pretty much starting. You know, OKC beat the Clippers with a buzzer beater from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And Cleveland beat Milwaukee, and Washington beat the Jazz with Bradley Beal outdueled Donovan Mitchell. And Washington, I've said all year, they've a pretty solid team on paper, you know. And matter of fact, let me go ahead and pull up Paul's power picks. All right, give me a second. We're pulling up Paul's power picks. Bam. And here we go. Bam. So you got Paul's power picks, and actually, We got the wrong one up. Excuse me. This is a fairly new process for me, sharing my screen on my pre-recorded videos. And here we go. Bam. There we go. Pause power picks for the NBA. And it's changed a little bit. And y'all got to bear with me. To those on TikTok, you don't really get to see the image of Paul's Power Picks. You only really get to see it on the pre-recorded version on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. You know, the audio version, they're not going to get to see it either. You know, but I'm going to get this process down packed. I mean, this is a fairly new process for me of screen sharing and pulling up the Paul's Power Picks. But number one, we got the Warriors. Why? I mean, what is there to say, man? They're balling out without Klay. Klay's about to come back. You got Wiseman about to come back. Just because they picked up Andre Iguodala back up, this isn't why they're balling out. I mean, everybody on the team is just playing a role. They're very efficient. Everybody's good on defense. Very solid, you know. Number two, this is where it changed. I got the Nets. I got the Nets, man. I mean, you know, the Suns without Booker, they're kind of like not the same team. The Nets are getting Kyrie back for part-time games. And this didn't really – Kyrie coming back for part-time games didn't really play into this power picks right here because I already had this image set up. But, yeah, I got Nets number two. Number three, Phoenix Suns. I mean, they're still winning games without Devin Booker. But I wouldn't – they're not going to beat – no Nets, the James Harden and Kevin Durant without Devin Booker. That's not happening. Number four, the Milwaukee Bucks, last year's champs. They're getting healthy. Even though these health and safety protocols are so whack, they're so gay, so retarded. I'm sorry. I mean, like teams literally have to rest like three or four or five starters because of it when they would have played otherwise. You know, it's just whack, man. It's ruining the league because there's plenty of teams like I've seen lose a lot of games because of these health and safety protocols that they would have otherwise won. But when they got half their starters out because of they don't even and that's the thing, they don't even have COVID, haven't even tested positive for COVID, and you're still making them not play. And number five, the Utah Jazz. And even though they lost two straight, Utah Jazz, I mean, they still are a real solid team compared to a lot of other teams. And the Bulls actually fell out the mix because Bulls, without DeMar DeRozan, they're not as good. I mean, that's 25 to 28 points a game missing, you know. And I don't know if that's the health and safety protocols that he's out or if he's injured, but if it's health and safety protocols, that's whack. That's retarded. You know what I'm saying? It's 28 points a game that the team is pretty much missing because of it, you know. It's just terrible. All right, NFL games. Let me go through my picks. Okay, Dallas and Giants. Do I really got to pick? I mean, the Giants suck this year. I don't think they stand a chance of beating Dallas. Not one bit. So I got Dallas. Houston and Jacksonville. Oh, man, you know what? This is the game Jacksonville can win. Because Houston, I mean, they basically got the same record, you know. And if Deshaun Watson was playing, it definitely wouldn't be – Houston wouldn't be 2-11, that's for sure. They'd be winning a lot more games. They might be in the playoff hunt. Who knows if Deshaun Watson play? I got Jacksonville winning this one. Pittsburgh and Tennessee. Let me think about this one for a second. I mean, this is – Tennessee been balling out, but Pittsburgh is – I'm going to go Tennessee. Jets in Miami. I'm going Miami. Arizona, Detroit. Oh, my gosh. I got to sip some of my peach juice on this one. Arizona, Detroit. Man, Detroit don't stand a chance, man. Arizona all the way. Carolina and Buffalo. Looks like Buffalo can actually bounce back because they got to play my Carolina Panthers. And we're just not that good. We're not that good. Carolina Panthers, I think it's time to rebuild. Sam Darnold's not the man for Carolina. Cam is not back. And Christian McCaffrey, man, he just can't stay healthy. Just can't stay healthy, man. Cincinnati and Denver. Cincinnati, this is a must-win for Cincinnati. So I'm going Cincinnati. Atlanta and San Fran, I'm going San Fran. Green Bay and Baltimore, I'm going Green Bay. Baltimore is just starting to plummet. They're falling. Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Tampa Bay, Tom actually has problems in the New Orleans defense. But I'm still not picking New Orleans to win. Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and Las Vegas. I'm going Cleveland. Then we got, who we got? Minnesota, Chicago. I'm going to go Chicago. Rams and Seahawks. I'm going Rams. Philly and the Washington football team. I mean, they're both 6-7. They're both just mediocre, average teams, below 500. But I'm probably going to go to Washington football team on this one. And, of course, Kansas City Chiefs beat the Chargers, and the Colts beat the Patriots. So, and let me actually look at the standings. I'm trying to see what the Colts' record is right now. What's the Colts? I mean, it's really kind of disappointing because Tennessee lost the number one running back of the NFL, Derrick Henry, for the year some games back, and Colts still got 6 losses. It should have been their division to win. But Wentz, I mean, I don't know. He's okay, but he's not that guy. He's not that guy. So let me pull up Paul's power picks for the NFL. And here we go. Number one. Still got the Packers, man. Still got the Packers. I mean, they're just still balling out. They've showed they can win without, like, a ton of starters on offense being out. I mean, what more to say? This is where it changes up. Number two. I got the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs done moved up to number two, man. The Chiefs, like, last two games have been straight blowouts. It looks like they're starting to get back in their rhythm. The Chiefs start averaging 30 to 40 points a game like they normally do. It's a wrap in the AFC. They got it locked. Number three, the Buccaneers. You know, and I used to really hate this team back in the days. A friend of mine at Fazoli's was a Buccaneers fan. I used to call them the Tampa Bay fucking queers, to be honest with you. I hated this team, man. And then Tom Brady goes to them and changes the whole face of the franchise overnight. The whole fortunes of the franchise. I mean, yeah, they had a Super Bowl before Brady came, but that's all they had, man. The Buccaneers have been a below average team the majority of my life. And probably before, they were probably below average probably the first 10, 15 years of my life, they were below average. You know, but Buccaneers Tom Brady's changed the face, the fortune. And that's the thing. If they win even another Super Bowl, they don't really got to win another Super Bowl, but they would even win another Super Bowl. Like, the Buccaneers is going to be a force to reckon with, even when Brady retires, because they're going to have to be. They're going to have to try to stay in contention. Because when you start winning a bunch of championships for a franchise, like, your fan base is not going to accept losing, but so long when they start get used to winning. You start winning back-to-back, You start going to two straight Super Bowls. That's like the Chiefs, man. Like, they're going to be so used to winning every year now because of Patrick Mahomes and, you know, everybody, Travis Kelce and everybody else they got over there. Tyreek Hill. Just those three guys right there in the defense is going to make you that fan base every year expect them to at least go to the Super Bowl. Number four, and this is actually going to change because they lost the Patriots. They were number four, but this is going to change. And number five, I got the Arizona Cardinals. So that's my top five: Packers, Chiefs, Buccaneers, Patriots, and Cardinals. And that, and you know what? It might not change, to be honest with you, because the Patriots are still, they're still at the top of the division, man. You know, they still got a two-win, a two-game lead over Buffalo. And who's to say Buffalo doesn't lose to the they don't lose next week to the Carolina Panthers, my Carolina Panthers, which better do something. I got a few topics I'm going to get into. Before we do, if you're watching me on TikTok, please hit that follow. If I said some things earlier that were offensive, I apologize. Please excuse me. But that is exactly what I used to call Tampa Bay back in the days. And yes, the health and safety protocols are gay. They really are. And I don't mean it in the sense of gay, but, you know. They are. So let me talk about Rod the Rugged Man on the Tim Pool podcast. Reason this kind of really touches home for me is because anybody that knows me knows that Paul Pickett is also known as Paul Masson in the hip hop world. That's PaulMa double dollar signs O-N. You could Google me. You could check me out on Spotify, Apple. If you're on TikTok, you could check out Paul Masson. I got a decent amount of catalog. I got a decent amount of catalog. I got multiple albums, multiple singles. So I've been making hip-hop music since I was 14 years old. And, yes, Tim Pool did get loud first, but when you start, if you disrespect me on my podcast, it's like disrespect me in my home. And I see some podcasters like, well, Tim shouldn't have got loud. Well, maybe they don't treat their podcast like their home, but I do my podcast in my home, first of all. So, and second of all, anything that I own that, you know, like if you just come to my business and get on the email and start talking junk to me, nah, man, it's like you talking junk to me in my house, you know, in my home. That's not going to fly. It's not going to fly, you know. So, Tim Pool felt disrespected. He got a little loud. And then Rod the Rugged Man wants to do like 99% of rappers and play the tough guy role, you know, when you're not tough one bit, you know. You're softer than Charmin. Start smacking the microphones and stuff like that. Like, woo. You know, calling Tim Pool a bitch, this, that, and the third. I'm not the one. And what got Rod the Rugged Man really mad is Tim Pool clearly told him to his face, straight face and all, on his podcast. Because that's the thing. You're coming in a man's podcast, it's like disrespecting him in his home. You're like, I'm not the one. Now you acting like you tough guy, like you threatening, I'm not the one. And Tim Pool told him, no, you are the one. You know what, Rod the Rugged Man? You are that guy. No, that's what Tim Pool said. You are that guy. When he said, I'm not that guy, Tim Pool said, you are that guy. Rod the Rugged Man, you are that guy. I lost all respect for you. You're softer than Charmin because, like, your little act didn't scare nobody. First of all, Tim Pool was far from being tough. He wasn't trying to be tough. He was just upset and got loud because he was being disrespected on his podcast, which is like being disrespected in his home. I mean, if you come in my house and disrespect me, I'm going to tell you to kick rocks. If you don't kick rocks, you're going to get drug out by your hair. You're going to get drug out by your hair if you come into my house, disrespect me, and I tell you to burn the road, kick rocks, get the hell out. And if you don't want to get out, you try to play tough guy, start smacking microphones. No, you're going to get drug out by your hair. You're going to get drug. And if that don't work, this is America. I'm going to utilize one of my amendments, and I'm going to go get the 12-gauge out of the closet, and I'm going to turn you to Swiss cheese, you know? And that's when you come. That's what the thing people fail to realize. You come on somebody's podcast, and you disrespect them. I'm sorry. If they get highly upset, yes. It's like disrespecting somebody in their home. It's like spitting in somebody's face, man, you know? I don't go to nobody's house and disrespect them. I would never go on nobody's podcast and disrespect them. Somebody invites me on a podcast, I am not going to disrespect them on a podcast. First of all, that's so lame of Ryder Rugged Man, so scumbag-like for somebody to invite you on a podcast and you just disrespect them on the whole time. You just blatantly disrespect them and just call them a liar and say they're just making up stuff and this, that, and the third. And I watched enough Tim Pool to know that he just doesn't blatantly lie. He doesn't just blatantly make up stuff. And this is what I hate about hip-hop. Why does everybody got to be tough? Heavy D wasn't tough, who got me into hip-hop. Camp Low wasn't tough. Public Enemy wasn't trying to play the tough guy. You know, there's so many rappers. KRS-One wasn't trying to play the tough guy. You know? There's a difference between being a grown man and you got to be tough all the time, man. Yeah, Ryder Rugged Man just made himself look like a fool. He looked like a lame. You are that guy. You ain't no tough guy. You ain't no gangster. You just a rapping weirdo. That's all. And Tim Pool gave you a little bit too much credit when he said he's very famous. He's not very famous. He's an underground rapper. For underground rappers, he's very famous, but he's not very famous. Nobody in the mainstream world even really knows who the hell Ryder Rugged Man is. I know who Ryder Rugged Man is because I'm a hip-hop head. I know everybody pretty much in that era of hip-hop. I've listened to, and you know what? I don't know that I've ever even listened to a Ryder Rugged Man album. That I've even bought a Ryder Rugged Man album, you know? So, yeah, I've never, like, come on. We overselling Ryder Rugged Man. He's not very famous. He's very famous for underground rappers and independent rappers. He's been going for a long time. I give him a lot of props on that, a lot of respect on that. But playing tough guys, stop it. Tough guys in a rap game, 50 Cent said it best. 97% of these guys are liars. When you think of a rapper, you think of a liar. I rap. I'm a hip-hop artist. Plenty of stuff has been fabricated in my music. Because it's just music, really, at the end of the day. But I've never played the tough guy role. Like, I'm going to play the tough guy role. Like, you know, I would go live on, I did a live performance one time. And then I had somebody, like, try to talk junk to me. You know, tell me to shut the hell up, call in, and callers will call in. Like, tell this dude to shut up, he's whack, before I even rap or anything. And I wouldn't play tough guy. I would just kill him in the verse. I would just kill him with the bars. I would just spit some straight-up bars and shut everybody up. So everybody has to say, yo, that dude spitting bars. He killing it. He killing it. You know? I would go in some, like, you want to take it there, we can take it there. Earthquake with no fear, shake this whole hemisphere. We got a menace here that won't finish until this is my year. Crying a beer, me and my man keep the plan moving like John Deere. Tractor, X Factor, cracker, slash rapper, slash computer hacker. Most rappers are just the actor. If a little fame is what you after, the dog, you strike out like the last batter. I would just go in and just spit rhymes. I wouldn't go play tough guy, like I'm going to beat you up. You know, when I see you, that's what, you know, what it's going to be. Oh, I'm going to come see you. No, that's 50 Cent. I'll leave that for 50 Cent. You know, because 99% of the rappers besides 50 Cent, most of them are BS. Only like 1% of rappers, maybe 1.5-2% of rappers, are really about the life that they portray in their music. And Ride a Rugged Man is one of them, because he's a rapping weirdo. He says all types of crazy stuff that he would never, ever do in his life. He's never done in his life whatsoever. But Ride a Rugged Man, you are that guy. You ain't tough. Tim Pool punked you, man. Tim Pool punked you. He told you straight to your face. I mean, Tim Pool with a straight face said, you know what, man? You know what? You are that guy. Because Tim Pool, that's how you're supposed to be when some grown man tries to come in another grown man's podcast, or which is pretty much like coming to his house and disrespecting him and talking trash to him. Especially when, like, a lot of podcasters are doing stuff at their house. Even if you just plug it in from your house, you talking junk to me while I'm in my house in front of everybody? Nah, man, it's like the same. It's pretty much like coming in somebody's house and disrespecting them. All right, so I'm going to talk about this other topic. Man got kicked off flight for wearing panties on as a mask. I mean, this is kind of funny, man, but it is kind of serious, because Maxine Waters flying maskless. Maxine Waters can fly maskless, but the man can get kicked off for wearing panties on his mask. And wearing panties for a mask is a hell of a lot more than not wearing no mask. He had his face covered, his nose covered, and the guy apparently said that he's been wearing panties as a mask the whole pandemic, as y'all call it, the whole COVID. We're going to call it during all of COVID, he's been wearing a mask, because it's only a pandemic to unhealthy people, first of all. COVID is not killing healthy people like that. Every sports player that's got COVID, tons of sports players got COVID, and none of them died because they're all healthy. It's only really killing unhealthy people. 99.9% of the COVID deaths are from unhealthy people. But man gets kicked out for wearing panties. Maxine Waters doesn't have to wear a mask. That doesn't sound like white privilege to me. It doesn't sound like white privilege to me. It really doesn't. And it's such a double standard, and it's such a hypocrisy that these liberals on the left be sitting there trying to, call people terrorists, domestic terrorists, that won't wear masks or that won't get vaccinated, and you don't wear a mask. I mean, this is... America is the land of double standards now. We're not the land of opportunity. We're the land of double standards, the land of hypocrisy. Like, these people sit there and don't practice what they preach one bit. They sit there and bitch and complain at people who won't get vaccinated and people that won't wear masks. And then you take a whole flight not wearing a mask. That's political privilege. And politicians got a lot of privilege. My phone is ringing, but I'm not going to answer it. I don't know who it is right now, but politics get a lot of privilege. A lot of privilege. Athletes get a lot of privilege. Rich kids get a lot of privilege. Rich people, period. Celebrities get a lot of privilege. But this idea that the average person is just privileged. The average person making an average income has got all the privilege in the world is horseshit. Privilege comes from fame and fortune. And politicians are famous, and they got fortune. They got people paying. Like, they don't even pay for their own. Politicians don't even pay for their own election campaigns. Citizens and rich people will pay for their election campaigns, and just average citizens that make with their small donations. But politicians don't even care about small donations. They only care about the people that's kicking out $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 at a time. But this is such a hypocrisy, such a double standard that, I mean, he wore some something over his face, and he gets kicked off. But Maxine Waters can go maskless, and she doesn't have to wear nothing. All right, my last little topic is going to be, and I'm going to make it quick because I probably got called back, whoever's calling me. It's probably my sister coming into town, spend Christmas earlier because she's going to see her grandfather, which isn't doing so well. He's getting old and he's not very healthy. But this attack on comedy, man. I'm not going to stay long on this. This attack on comedy, canceling comedy, this is all I got to say about it. If you have a problem with what comedians say when they're doing comedy, then don't watch comedy. Go watch some damn drama movie. Go watch The View. Go watch Charmed. Go watch Charmed, General Hospital, One Life to Live, All My Children. Go watch that. If you got a problem with comedians and what they say, then don't watch comedy. You know, if I don't like what somebody says, I don't sit there bitching, complaining about what they say. I don't listen to them. I don't watch them. It's so lame. It's so weak-minded. It's so adult-like that, you know, people want to cancel comedy now. Like, comedy's been doing the same thing forever. If you watch Archie Bunker, he made racist remarks, and so did George Jefferson and Sanford his Son. They all did racist stuff. Sanford his Son, or the Jeffersons, one of them, I think they used the term honky. Did I get upset and offended and get sensitive when they used the term honky? No, I still watch Sanford his Son and the Jeffersons and any one of those shows because they were all funny as hell, man. They were all funny. To be honest with you, I didn't even watch Archie Bunker. I watched Sanford his Son and the Jeffersons. You know? Like, this idea, like, Charlamagne the God is one of my favorite guys to watch on the internet. He doesn't just take sides just to take sides. He uses the term mayonnaise mammals all the time. Do I get offended? Do I get sensitive? Hell no. To be honest with you, I told my neighbor the other day, and he didn't agree with me, but it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Mayonnaise mammals is, it's kind of funny when you think about it, but my neighbor didn't really think about it. He didn't think it. Of course, my neighbor, he's gay, and nothing wrong with that. I talk to my neighbor all the time. So we're going to have a lot of different political views, more likely, a lot of different views. Because, you know, even though, I mean, he's my neighbor. I talk to him all the time. I had Thanksgiving at my other neighbor's house, and he was over there. I don't agree with his lifestyle. Would I go hang out with him at a bar? No. You know? But I could conversate with you, you know, as a neighbor in the backyard, and we could conversate about things. But no, I wouldn't go hang out with you. I wouldn't go hang out with anybody that doesn't live my kind of lifestyle, you know? I'm a businessman, self-employed. I got to hang around people who think like me. I can't be around people who don't think like me. They can't be around negative people. I have to be around positive people all the time. I get up every day and I try to get money every single day, and I make money every single day for 10 months straight out of the year. But this attack on comedy is so bogus. It's so bullshit. If you don't like what comedians say, then don't watch the comedian. But this idea that you want to cancel them, you're all sensitive because you don't like what they say. And Dave Chappelle, for all due respect, has a transgender open up for him. So it's kind of like hypocritical or a double standard for people who want to cancel him for making transgender jokes when he literally has a transgender opening up for him. It'd be like saying, well, you know, this white comedian, he made a racist joke, so he's a blatant out racist, but he clearly had you know, two or three black guys opened up for him, but he's a white supremacist or a racist. Stop it. Hey, hold on a second. Let's check to see his car. And that was Mom Dukes calling. So we are going to wrap up this podcast. And my sister is texting to say we're on the way. But yeah, there's not much to say about y'all trying to cancel comedy. Is if you don't like what comedians say, then don't watch that comedian. If you don't like what anybody says, then don't watch them. I mean, I watch YouTube clips all the time of all the BS spewed and lies spewed on The View. Do I get so sensitive that I'm going to go cry in the corner about it? No. I just call them out when they lies. You know? I just let people know that, hey, nope, that's a lie. Don't believe that one. But I'm not going to cry over it. I'm not going to get sensitive over it, you know? And that's another thing. This idea we're all supposed to think the same exact thing, view, have the same exact views, like the same exact things, agree on the same lifestyles, live the same lifestyles. It's bogus. It's made up fairy tales, imaginary. There's too many people in this world for us all to be exactly alike. We have too many differences from male to female. And just as cultures differ, as people differ, different kinds of musics we listen to, the different kinds of foods we like. I'm not a vegetable person. I like meat. I'm a meat and potato guy. A lot of people that eat vegetables like, oh, you don't eat lettuce and tomato on your burger? No, I don't. I don't like cold things on hot food. Excuse me, I don't want cold lettuce and cold tomatoes on my hot burger. I don't want nothing cold on my hot burger. You know, that's just me. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is episode 90. I got 10 more to go. We're going to do the press release. I'm going to get the press release written up for episode 100. We're going to send out the press release. I'm going to run an ad campaign on it. To anybody that tunes in on my TikTok, follow. If you don't, I will follow anybody that doesn't follow me that viewed. Or anybody. Let me rephrase that. I will follow anybody that I'm not following that views my live TikTok stream at any point. And, of course, the pre-recorded version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Hit like, follow, subscribe on those platforms. The audio version goes to Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Any online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, animal lover, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We got t-shirts, hoodies, we even got sneakers, and yes, they come from China. And we also got like apparel for your dogs to wear, like dog bandanas and dog tags and things like that. Anything that deals with litters, dog litters, cat litters, dogs, cats, you know, because those are really what have litters. And for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Dizzle brand, just add ice. Dizzle on ice. Check them out. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Got like a dozen recipes on there that you could mix your Dizzle with. And it's actually, you don't got to mix it with nothing. Dizzle is just perfect just the way it is. Just throw it on ice. So throw some lemon on it. Everybody that's had Dizzle that I know, they love it. They love it, you know. So, yeah, DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. PromoPals.com, NewLitter.com. Once again, I'm your host, Paul Pickett. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, a.k.a. your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And to anybody that's offended when you watch my podcast, my best advice, don't watch my podcast. I'm not in the business of giving shoulders to lean on. And my father committed suicide when I was 5 years old. Get over it when you were sensitive ass people. Get over it. And my apartment burnt down a week before Christmas. Get over it, you sensitive ass people. Same year. You know. But yeah, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Episode 90. Peace, and I'm out.